USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Chicago woman has officially become the second U.S. patient diagnosed with the dangerous new virus from China. The woman in her 60s returned from China without showing signs of illness, but later called her doctor to report feeling sick. Chicago's public health commissioner said the patient is doing well and remains hospitalized for infection control. Earlier this week, a man in his 30s in Seattle, Washington, became the first U.S. patient also diagnosed after returning from a trip to the outbreak's center in central China. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expecting more Americans to be diagnosed with the newly discovered virus in the next few days, as the number of confirmed cases worldwide has topped 850. The virus can cause fever, coughing, wheezing, and pneumonia. It's a member of the coronavirus family that's a close cousin to the deadly SARS and MERS viruses that have caused outbreaks in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.